From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Top executives of the BP Oil Corporation are being grilled by members of a Senate panel looking into the Gulf Coast oil spill. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden is skeptical when the president of BP America, Lamar McKay, claims the company had a good safety record in the Gulf but is seeking to improve its management structure.
Well, it gets down to the agenda and the culture of the company.
It sure does. And the culture of this company is that there's been one accident after another.
The agenda has been clear. I believe we've progressed a long way. We're not finished. We'll never be.
Hearings on the oil spill are also underway in New Orleans today. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports they're being conducted by a panel of Coast Guard and Interior Department officials.
The hearing in New Orleans is an effort to determine the circumstances that led to the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon rig, the fire that followed, the deaths of 11 workers, and the subsequent oil spill. The ruptured well is still leaking more than 200,000 gallons of crude a day into Gulf waters. Coast Guard officials and members of the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service are testifying. Meanwhile, BP is still trying to cap the well. National Guard troops using Black Hawk helicopters are dropping enormous sandbags to fill in breaks in the Louisiana shoreline in an effort to keep the oil out. The slick is threatening sensitive wetlands west of the Mississippi Delta, and forecasters say southeast winds will continue and could threaten more fishing and oyster harvesting bayous along the Gulf Coast. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is hosting meetings in Washington today with Afghanistan's president. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the administration is determined to improve relations with the Afghan government.
Sitting next to Afghan President Hamid Karzai and at a table with top officials from both countries, Secretary Clinton acknowledged some of the differences that have plagued the relationship, but she said the ability to disagree shows there's a high level of trust. She's trying to put relations with the Karzai government on a stronger footing and reassure Karzai of the U.S. commitment.
As we look toward a responsible, orderly transition in the international combat mission in Afghanistan, we will not abandon the Afghan people. Our civilian commitment will remain long into the future.
The U.S. has been urging Karzai to do more to tackle corruption and build up his government's capacity. Karzai is to meet with President Obama at the White House tomorrow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Heavy fog and downed power lines are causing problems for rescuers looking for more victims of the violent weather and tornadoes that tore across the southern plain states. At least five people were killed. Paul Sund is a spokesman for the Oklahoma Governor's Office.
We had a number of communities damaged, many homes destroyed, and the goal right now is just getting aid to the people out in the field and doing search and recovery efforts for those who are missing loved ones.
Stocks are holding on to narrow gains on Wall Street, the Dow up 62 points. This is NPR News. A barrage of missiles, more than a dozen of them, fired by suspected U.S. drone aircraft, has killed at least 14 alleged militants in Pakistan today. The attacks occurred in a staging area for insurgent attacks against U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. The foreign ministers of Pakistan and India will meet in July for talks aimed at restarting peace negotiations that have been on hold now for more than a year and a half. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad reports Pakistani officials are applauding the announcement as a major step forward in relations between the two countries.
In a 30-minute telephone conversation, Pakistani Foreign Minister Shah Mehmood Qureshi invited Indian External Affairs Minister S.M. Krishna to Islamabad for talks. The top diplomats hope to meet to work out ways for restoring trust between the two countries. India suspended dialogue after the deadly 2008 Mumbai attacks that implicated Pakistani nationals. A 22-year-old Pakistani was sentenced to death by an Indian court last week for his role in the Mumbai rampage. The United States is eager for the two uneasy neighbors to reduce tensions. It wants Pakistan to concentrate on the threat militants pose to its western border with Afghanistan. A U.S. drone strike along that border in North Waziristan today is reported to have unleashed some 18 missiles on suspected militants. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The White House is confirming that Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, is being treated at a hospital in Delaware, but it's not providing any further information about his illness or the treatments. Beau Biden is Delaware's attorney general. He returned last year from a year-long deployment in Iraq with a National Guard unit. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.